She's here. It's the conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Hello, Ange.
Hello, Don.
Happy Tuesday.
Well, I say happy Tuesday to you and a happy Hanukkah coming up.
No, that was over like 2 weeks ago.
It was.
I think I have one Jewish friend for 200, Alex. Who is Sam Malone?
Sorry.
No, I can break that juke. No, it's okay. I wouldn't expect that.
Well, usually Hanukkah is around Christmas, so it's weird that it was so early this year.
I know, it floats. It's like because it's the lunar versus the solar calendar. So Hanukkah, it was November 28th. Yeah, it was November 28th. But Ange got a kick out of it. I dressed up as Santa Claus.
Yes.
And get another parade. Did you? It was funny when I was Santa for the Channel 11 parade, the Thanksgiving Day, whatever they do down there. I didn't tell anybody because I was like, "Is that a cool thing or not?"
I think it's pretty cool.
If you're high up and you're Santa, it was interesting. I'll tell you that. I've never seen a parade from high up like that, like on the sleigh on top of a fire engine. Oh, but anyway, all right, Ange. I just read the story. I'll highlight it. Angela Box, conservative commentator. Just read the story from CBS News. They'll probably pull it now as we're monitored. It said, Democratic governors plan to focus on kitchen table issues, not Trump, in 2022. A month after Democrats lost in Virginia and squeaked out victory in New Jersey, they're trying to retool their message on kitchen table issues and working to tout the benefits voters will reap from President Biden's agenda. Now, this is written by the Democratic Party for CBS to reprint. And just between friends, what benefits are there for voters in the Joe Biden agenda, please?
Well, if you're like me, you can get your back window vandalized and bashed in by a brick because you had a political sticker that the left doesn't like on. So crime is up, riots are up, vandalism's up, looting's up, all these great things that the Democrat Party wants to give voters. Yes, it's very, very funny to me. Very funny.
In
addition to open borders and high taxes and inflation, they're like, more of this, please.
But once again, to those who don't smoke dope and live in mom's basement, we have an invasion, 2 million criminal immigrants. The Secretary of Homeland Security is on record saying 500,000 of those criminal invaders have brought in the Wuhan. We know that China and the cartels are dumping more fentanyl. Fentanyl overdose deaths are up 100% under Biden. You got the looting and the rampaging of dirty people looting in San Fran, L.A., other places. And as I mentioned, used car prices. Up 39% for pre-owned cars. If you're going to buy a $30,000 car, it's going to cost you $41,000 under Biden. What are they flexing on, Angela Box?
I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like they've doubled down on so much stupid, and they expect the American people to continue buying it. And it doesn't. This is the good news, I guess, that the fake news, even though it's so pervasive, and the corporate media is so pervasive. But it doesn't seem to be sticking like it used to. More and more people are like, wait a minute, literally everything you people have been saying is a lie. Everything you've been touting is a lie. Your policies are incredibly destructive. Your vaccine mandates are unconstitutional. Your mask mandates make no sense. Everything they promote is total BS. So I really don't know what they're going to have to scrap the whole thing and go back to square one, which, again, I don't know how exactly they do that, because President Trump so aptly basically cornered the market on the working class Americans, regardless of race and ethnicity. So good luck. They have the elites and the illegals. That's it.
No, it's good. Angela Boxwell, this conservative commentator. Did you see the video that Trump put out about life before Biden?
No, I did not.
It's a pack. It wasn't Trump. I have that. I mean, I'll play it in the next segment. Life before Biden. A net energy exporting nation, a nation that the commies did not want to F with. And now, because of Hunter Biden's laptop and they're blackmailing the Biden family, it's a mess out there, Angela Bach. I can't imagine Democrats looking forward to the midterm in 2020.
No, they're not. They're that's why they're importing as many illegal aliens as they possibly can, because they realize that their methodology of cheating is not going to work, because we're going to flood the zone, just like we did last week with the HISD Board of Trustee races. We're going to flood the zone again in 22 and in 24. They're going to figure out a different way to cheat.
Well, they know they can't steal because of Virginia. So that's why they did. You're right, Angela Buffett, flood with the invasion of 2 million criminal immigrants. But HISD, those races made national news. We had Kendall Baker on this morning. In fact, one of the winners.
Love Kendall.
District 6. Yeah, Pastor Baker. He's got his doctorate in divinity. How would you be like a God-hating liberal on a school board when Kendall Baker rolls up, who's just, I mean, first of all, he's a fun-loving guy, but he's got his doctor of divinity. He's strong in faith. How would you feel as a critical race theory Democrat with him rolling up?
It's going to be really funny because there's this other trustee, Santos, who won by the skin of her teeth, who lamented the lack of diversity when we all showed up to the school board meeting. And it's like, oh, here's some diversity for you. But they don't like diversity of thought, as we know. They just like diversity of skin color. But Kendall's got that covered. So hooray and huzzah. And he and Bridget Wade will sit up there maskless and show these idiots for the fools that they are. And I cannot wait until the January school board meeting. I will be there with bells on, as will many other people, to give them a piece of our mind again.
Who would have thought that in such a godless alt-left George Soros city, conservatives could win two of the spots? It could have been three. But what does it mean when conservatives won two spots on a school board race, which previously, I'm not being disrespectful, people didn't follow school board races like they do congressional or state rep. Ange, what does it mean the two win?
It means that people are waking up to the fact that we have ceded a lot of ground to these lunatics, and we're going to have to start clawing our way back. As I say, two down, seven to go. And the reason Caroline Walter didn't win is because West U is a hotbed of elitist liberal white women who have no issues with HISD schools in their neighborhoods, so they just continue to vote for the leftists. That's why Caroline Walter didn't win. But you know, we'll get that spot eventually too. So enjoy the power while you can, filthy leftists, because we're coming for all of you.
Angela Bach, filthy leftists. I said, when did I say this? When was that? I don't remember. I speak a lot, but I gave credit to Virginia, the governor's race there, for waking up the mama bears when an absolute epic fail that humiliated a masculine man named Jerry McCullough talked about parents not having a say in school boards. I give credit to the Virginia race. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. In fact, the PAC, Save Texas Now, that I run, we did a mailer touting that the Virginia race was the blueprint on what we need to do throughout the country, and we did it. And this just goes to show you, when you mobilize people, when you let people know what's going on around the country, the different issues these school boards are having, and HISD is such a miserable disaster, like truly a disaster. The state of Texas is getting ready to take it over, as they should. And people are just like, this is happening in Houston? Like, what? So people are finally starting to pull their heads out of their butts and realize that this is all coming, the chickens are coming home to roost for them, and it cannot happen too soon. As I said, two down, seven to go.
It's true. I never would have thought there'd been two. I never thought two strong Christian conservatives would be on the school board of such, like I say, a Soros-run cesspool. And the state should have taken over. I saw that the 11th grade passing rate for the SATs, ACTs, was 11%.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. 11% passing the SATs, wherever they are, 11th grade. And I had said, if you have a factory and you make 100 widgets, and only 11 of them are good, you know, whatever the number is, are good for marketplace, you got to fire people. And people are not getting fired. And then when they never did a load test when the kids were going to watch on their computers for the Wuhan, the kids couldn't get online right away. Dude, heads would have rolled if that was a business, Angela Bach, HIC.
It would have rolled, but they're more concerned with diversity and inclusion and tolerance. And the reason they're obsessed with these things is because it makes them have the ability to to avoid their failures. If they can blame everything on white supremacy and systemic racism, then they don't have to look at the fact that kids can't read and do math and science and know what a noun, verb, and an adjective are. They don't have to look at their failures if they blame everything on racism. The jig is up. It's not going to work anymore, and we're coming for all of you.
It's a box rolling out carpet on that one. And then President Trump's in town. What, in 4 days?
I know. So jealous. I wish I could go.
Well, me too. if he runs, and of course, you know, when I asked him about running, I can't talk about it. What do you think the certainty is of Trump running for president?
100%.
Me too. If you saw that pack, that I have to play it, Mr. Tiller. I'll show you. A pack put out a video pre-Biden. It's like setting the stage for Donald Trump. And the last is, what do you do if you're a rhino? You're a Mitt Romney or a Mitch McConnell. You're not a strong conservative. Do you get aboard or get out of the way with the Trump train?
If they're smart, they'll quit. They're not smart, and they're corrupted and beholden to the deep state, so they won't quit. They, you know, God knows what blackmail these people have on these corrupted Republicans. They'll continue to be the thorn in our sides, and that's okay because we'll defeat them too. Look what's going on in the Georgia governor's race. Sonny Perdue got in, or David Perdue, whatever his name is. Perdue got in. Brian Kemp is toast. Vernon Jones basically dropped out and is putting his weight behind Perdue because Trump endorsed. It's over for Brian Kemp. It's going to be over for anybody who goes against We the People. And again, that's what they don't understand. That's not that we're supporting Trump. It's that Trump is supporting us. It's we the people are pushing back. And so we are going to be coalescing around candidates who support We the People, period.
Amen. And it's pretty big. Like, we don't have that here in Texas, really, but if you have a former senator like David Perdue taking on a sitting governor, okay, like Brian Kemp, that's a big battle right there. And they're just going to crush. And when Stacey, I'm still not announcing I lost, for Governor Abrams gets in there,
I call her Grimace from the old McDonald Land characters.
Grimace. She's so miserable and just unable to be truthful about what's going on. The Democrats and their Jew hate and their God hate and their hatred of our Judeo-Christian fabric, their hate of capitalism, their hate of energy independence. They don't want energy independence. Burning Bibles, burning churches, calling for the killings of cops, looting. Look at the dirty people looting. What are you running on?
I know.
Other than Democrats hating on Jews and letting illegals invade, we're a great party. You should join us.
Yeah, more of this, idiots. More of this.
Right. If you love looting, you'll love more looting. We're the Democrats. Hi, right, Angela Block, get out of here. Have a wonderful night, contributor, commentator.
Good boy, darling.
Bye-bye.